Texte numéro 38. Facebook whistleblower reveals identity. Frances Hogan, 37, who worked as a product manager on the civic integrity team at Facebook, was interviewed on Sunday by CBS. She said the documents she leaked proved that Facebook repeatedly prioritized growth over safety. Facebook said the leaks were misleading and glossed over positive research conducted by the company. In the interview on CBS's 60 Minutes programme, Ms. Hogan said she had left Facebook earlier this year after becoming exasperated with the company. Before departing, she copied a series of internal memos and documents, files that were released in batches over 3 weeks by the Wall Street Journal. Revelations included documents that showed that celebrities, politicians, and high-profile Facebook users were treated differently by the company. The leaks revealed that moderation policies were applied differently or not at all to such accounts, a system known as X-check, cross-check. But it is allegations about Instagram that have been particularly worrying to US politicians. Internal research by Facebook, which owns Instagram, found that Instagram was impacting the mental health of teenagers, but did not share its findings when they suggested that the platform was a toxic place for many youngsters. According to slides reported by the Wall Street Journal, 32% of teenage girls surveyed said that when they felt bad about their bodies, Instagram made them feel worse. Ms. Hogan will testify before a Senate subcommittee on Tuesday in a hearing titled Protecting Kids Online, about the company's research into Instagram's effect on the mental health of young users. Last week, a Facebook executive testified to US senators that the leaks had failed to highlight the positive impact the platform had on teens. However, Ms. Hogan was damning in her assessment of her former employer. There were conflicts of interest between what was good for the public and what was good for Facebook, she said. Facebook, over and over again, chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money. Facebook strongly denied that claim, saying it had spent significant sums of money on safety. To say we turn a blind eye to feedback ignores these investments, including the 40,000 people working on safety and security at Facebook, and our investment of $13 billion, £9.6 billion, since 2016, said Facebook's Director of Policy Communications. Ms. Hogan also talked about the deadly Capitol Hill riots in January, claiming that Facebook helped fuel the violence. She said Facebook turned on safety systems to reduce misinformation during the US election, but only temporarily. As soon as the election was over, they turned them back off, or they changed the settings to what they were before, to prioritize growth over safety. And that really feels like a betrayal of democracy. Adapted from BBC News Online, October 2021.